Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hello everyone, I'm Fernando, and this is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 3. Do you want more? I'm here with JP. JP, hey, what's going on?
How's it going, Fernando? You doing okay?
I'm doing great.
All right, so welcome everyone to the new SpanishPod101.com. We are studying Spanish in a modern and educational and fun format. So whether you're brushing up on Spanish you started learning a long time ago or starting with us today, we are glad that you're here with us for this lesson. Now, Fernando, what are we going to talk about in this lesson?
Well, in this lesson, you will learn about the word más. This conversation takes place at dinner, and the conversation is between Miguel and Angela. The speakers will use the informal register.
Cool. Now, before we listen to this conversation, I want to remind you all that you can go to our website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com, and find the lesson notes for this lesson.
Do it.
And that way, you can follow along. You can read along with the dialogue as you listen to it. There's also all kinds of other tools that you can use when you're there, like the vocabulary tools, there's a grammar section, there's a cultural insight section, there's flashcards, there's all kinds of crazy things that you can do to help bolster your Spanish.
Take advantage.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's listen to this conversation.
Let's.
¿No quieres más arroz?
No, gracias.
¿Seguro? Hay mucho.
No, ya me llené.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿No quieres más arroz?
No, gracias.
¿Seguro? Hay mucho.
No, ya me llené.
One more time with the translation.
¿No quieres más arroz?
Do you want more rice?
No, gracias.
No, thank you.
¿Seguro? Hay mucho.
Sure, there's a lot.
No, ya me llené.
No, I'm already full.
Oh, so Fernando, it looks like we are at the dinner table.
That's right. Angela is offering Miguel more rice. ¿No quieres más arroz?
¿No quieres más arroz? Now that question is in the form of a negative, right?
Yes. Some people, for some reason, like to phrase their questions in the negative.
Okay, so literally this is, don't you want more rice?
Grammatically, yes. But she's not implying anything. She's just, you know, offering more rice.
Okay, so forming these yes-no questions in Spanish doesn't imply anything.
No, it's just a common habit. Anyway, Miguel doesn't want any more. He says, no gracias.
No gracias. Now, of course, Angela is trying to push some more rice on him, right? She's like, are you sure? There's a lot.
Seguro. Hay mucho.
All right, this is pretty straightforward. Seguro means sure, and hay mucho, there's a lot.
And his answer is, no, ya me llené.
No, I'm already full, okay? Actually, ya me llené is literally, I have already filled myself, and that's the past tense.
We don't usually do past tense in the Absolute Beginner series, do we?
No, we don't. But this phrase, ya me llené, is a good thing to learn as a set phrase.
Ya me llené.
Right, when you've had enough to eat, you can say ya me llené.
Excellent.
Okay, let's look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
Querer.
To want, to love.
Querer. Querer. Más.
More. Plus.
Más. Más. No gracias.
No thanks. No thank you.
No gracias. No gracias.
All right, what's next?
Seguro.
Sure. Safe.
Seguro. Seguro. Llenar.
To fill.
Llenar. Llenar.
Okay, let's take a closer look at the usage of these words and phrases.
Yes, let's start with querer.
Querer. Now, querer can mean to want, but it can also mean to love. And it just depends on the context whether or not it's to want or to love, right? Querer.
Así es. In this dialogue, we hear, ¿no quieres más arroz?
Mm-hmm. ¿No quieres más arroz? Don't you want more rice? So here, it's definitely to want, right? Don't you want more rice?
Right. We also heard the word más, which happens to be our next vocabulary word. más.
Más. Now, this is easy. It means more. So, más arroz means more rice.
Correct. Más. I'll let you talk a little more about más in the grammar section. In the meantime, next item on our list is a phrase, no gracias.
No gracias. Now, this is how we say no thanks in Spanish, and it's pretty straightforward. No thank you, no gracias. Piece of cake.
Bien. Next, we have the word seguro.
Seguro. Now, this can mean a bunch of things. It usually either means sure or safe. So, how did we hear it in the dialogue?
In the dialogue, Jorge doesn't want any more rice. So, Angela asks, ¿seguro?
Okay, ¿seguro? In this case, she's asking, are you sure? ¿Seguro?
So, here, it's an adjective.
That's right. Was that the last word?
No, there's one more. Llenar.
Llenar. To fill. Llenar. Now, how was it in the dialogue again?
When Jorge says, ya me llené.
Ya me llené. Right. Now, we translated that as, I'm full. And if you're an absolute beginner to Spanish, you should just learn that set phrase, ya me llené. Now, if you really want to know the grammar of that, llené is the preterite tense of llenar, to fill. So, literally, ya me llené is, I've already filled myself. But anyway, this phrase is important enough to learn even without all the grammatical analysis. When you're full, you just say the phrase, ya me llené.
I think it's time to move on to the grammar section, JP.
Okay.
So, JP, tell us about the word más.
Okay. So, to use the word más, you don't really have to know a lot of grammar. That is, if you're an English speaker, you just have to use it exactly like the word more, right? So, as we heard in the dialogue, más arroz means more rice. Here, rice is a noun, arroz. So, when you use más with arroz, or with any noun for that matter, you're going to be talking about a greater quantity. So, más arroz means a greater quantity of rice, more rice. In that case, más is an adjective.
Great. Now we've also got más listed as an adverb.
Yes. Now when you have más with a noun, like más arroz, más is an adjective. But you can also have más with an adjective, like más importante.
Más importante, more important.
Yes, and in this case, más is an adverb. Now listen, you don't really have to know if más is an adjective or an adverb to use the word, right? Because más works exactly like the word more in English.
Well, this grammatical stuff is nice to know.
Well, I think so. Also, when we get to the comparative construction in a future lesson, we're going to be using the word más a lot.
Okay, well, let's look forward to talking about más in comparative constructions in a future lesson. That was a mouthful.
All right, folks, go to the website, www.SpanishPod101.com. There you can read the lesson notes. You can use all of our Web 2.0 features, audio files, PDFs, videos, everything we have. And the most important thing, leave us your comments. We love to see what you have to say. Use that comment section for your comments, your questions, your suggestions, anything that you want to say to us. We always value your feedback. All right, www.SpanishPod101.com. It's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Adiós.